Owls Do Cry, written by Janet Frame and read by Heather Bolton.
Francie, Mr. Withers said, we'll go to work at the woolen mills.
It was tea time. Poached eggs with pale yolks, bought from the store where the eggs are kidnapped from the hens and put in the dark and stamped on the shell with blue writing and made valuable. The Withers' own hens had stopped laying, and though they gave them greens and let them have the run of the garden and ground up oyster shells for them, the hens would not lay any more. They were retired hens. They made Bob Withers angry. He would go to shoo them in at night, and they would sink before him with their wings outspread and their feet doubled up in a kind of cramp and not move. And Bob Withers would get angry and call them names, though not really bad names, because the man who lived next door belonged to the church, a missionary who had been to the islands and was queer, of course, for he sunbathed in the nude, and the children looked through at him. Their mother and father did not know they looked. Francie knew about him, but did not look because she was left school and grown up and ready to make her way in the world. Besides, she didn't need to look. I have plenty of opportunity, my dear Daphne, for looking at things like that. Tim Harlow, Daphne said, and Francie hit her. Though, as a matter of fact, it was Tim Harlow. And Francie's parents were worried because Francie was, Mrs. Withers said, a young woman ready to take her place in the world. And it was dangerous for her to be out with Tim Harlow or any man. Why, Francie could get into trouble and be a disgrace to her parents and have to go away for a holiday up north while the baby came and everything was fixed up. And if the neighbours asked after her, Mrs. Withers would be hard put to find an answer. She would have to say swiftly, on holiday, and then change the subject to how much cornflour to put in a sponge cake.
So, Francie, Mr. Withers said, will go to work at the woolen mills.
Francie did not even wait to finish her poached egg or sop it up with bread and butter. She ran from the table and into the bedroom, crying when she reached there, and no one could look. Daphne followed her, but when she tried to open the bedroom door, she found that Francie had fixed the back of the chair under the door handle.
Let's in, Francie, she called.
Francie didn't answer. She was crying.
Francie, let me in. You have to let me in because I have a plan.